To that other news now, President-elect Donald Trump ran into growing criticism today of one of his first transition appointments. On Sunday, he named conservative media executive Steve Bannon as his chief strategist. Bannon has been accused of racist and anti-Semitic sentiments, and Democrats condemned the choice, while the Trump team defended it.
The fact that Republicans have been silenced on Bannon's appointment is a disturbing sign. It shows that the Republican Party has embraced Trump's campaign agenda of blatant sexism, racial bigotry, and religious intolerance.
I'm personally offended that you think I would manage a campaign where that would be one of the going philosophies. It was not. And I think 56 million plus Americans or so saw something else.
Also today, the president-elect spoke by phone with Russian President Vladimir Putin and told him he looks for a strong and enduring relationship with Moscow. Meanwhile, protests continued against his election in East Los Angeles today. Students left class and marched towards City Hall to demonstrate.
The election and transition dominated President Obama's White House news conference today. It lasted well over an hour and came before he left on his final overseas trip as president. The president said both Americans and world leaders need to give his successor time to show what he means to do.
In my conversation with the president-elect, he expressed a great interest in maintaining our core strategic relationships. And so one of the messages I will be able to deliver is his commitment to NATO and the transatlantic alliance. I think that's one of the most important functions I can serve at this stage during this trip is to let them know that there is no weakening of resolve when it comes to America's commitment to maintaining a strong and robust NATO relationship and a recognition that those alliances aren't just good for Europe, they're good for the United States and they're vital for the world. I had been encouraged by his statements on election night about the need for unity and his interest in being the president for all people, and that how he staffs, the first steps he takes, the first impressions he makes, the reset that can happen after an election, all those things are important and should be thought about. And I think it's important to give him the room and the space to do that. It takes time. To put that together. It would not be appropriate for me to comment on every appointment that the president-elect starts making if I want to be consistent with the notion that we're going to try to facilitate a smooth transition. Look, the people have spoken. Donald Trump will be the next president, the 45th president of the United States. And it will be up to him to set up a team that he thinks will serve him well and reflect his policies. And those who didn't vote for him have to recognize that that's how democracy works. Regardless of what experience or assumptions he brought to the office, this office has a way of waking you up. And those aspects of his positions or predispositions that don't match up with reality, he will find shaken up pretty quick because reality has a way of asserting itself.
Mr. President, you had talked specifically about his temperament. Do you still have any concern about his temperament?
There are going to be certain elements of his temperament that will not serve him well unless he recognizes them and corrects them. Because when you're a candidate and you say something that is inaccurate or controversial, it has less impact than it does when you're president of the United States. Everybody around the world is paying attention. Markets move. On the deferred action program that we have, known as DACA, that relates to Dreamers who are currently benefiting from these provisions, I will urge the president-elect and the incoming administration to think long and hard before they are endangering the status of what, for all practical purposes, are American kids. We will try to share the lessons that we've learned over these last 8 years with the incoming president, and my hope is he makes things better. And if he does, we'll all benefit from it.